Imagine standing in a room full of important people, explaining your life's work, only to have a man confidently interrupt to tell you about a very important book that turns out to be your own. This wasn't just an awkward social moment. It was the crystallization of a power dynamic that shapes countless interactions between men and women daily. The phenomenon of mansplaining emerged from this exact scenario Rebecca Solnit experienced, revealing how gendered communication patterns silence women's voices and expertise. What makes this dynamic so insidious is its ubiquity. It's not just about interruptions or condescension. It's about who gets to speak with authority and who must constantly prove their right to be heard. These patterns begin early, crushing young women into silence while reinforcing men's often unearned confidence. The result is a world where expertise is questioned based on gender, where women's knowledge is treated as suspect until validated by male voices, and where the basic right to speak becomes a battlefield rather than a given. This silencing extends beyond casual conversations into realms where women's credibility becomes a matter of life and death. When women report violence or harassment, their testimonies are routinely dismissed or questioned, a pattern that only began to shift in the mid-1970s when women's accounts of domestic violence finally gained legal recognition. The struggle for the right to speak, to have ideas, to be acknowledged as possessing facts and truths remains an exhausting double burden that shapes women's professional and personal lives. In America, a rape is reported every 6.2 minutes, with actual numbers estimated to be 5 times higher. This isn't just a series of isolated incidents, but a pandemic of violence that shapes how women navigate daily life. The statistics are stark. A woman is beaten every 9 seconds. Domestic violence leads injuries to American women. And for pregnant women, spouses are the leading cause of death. The gender divide in experiencing safety is telling. Asked about preventing rape, college women listed extensive precautions: never walking alone at night, wielding keys as weapons, monitoring drinks at parties, while men sat silent, having never considered such measures. This contrast reveals how violence creates an invisible architecture of fear that unconsciously restricts women's lives. This violence stems from authoritarianism's core premise, the right to control others. Whether from strangers, partners, or online threats, the message remains consistent. Women's autonomy is conditional, their bodies and voices subject to male approval. This entitlement manifests across a spectrum, from catcalls to murder, forcing women to remain vigilant and placating to those with power. The digital realm has become a battleground for silencing women. Female journalists, gamers, and activists face 27 times more abuse than men, including rape threats, death threats, doxing, and graphic sexual content. This modern intimidation aims to drive women from public discourse. These digital threats are directly linked to physical violence, part of a continuum that includes misogynistic legal systems. Until feminist activism in the 1970s, many forms of gendered violence weren't legally recognized. Marital rape wasn't illegal in all U.S. states until 1993. Even today, rape victims often face more scrutiny than their attackers. The impact is especially severe for vulnerable populations. Native American women experience staggering rates of violence on tribal lands, with 84% facing assault in their lifetime, mostly by non-Native men exploiting jurisdictional gaps. The Violence Against Women Act faced opposition from lawmakers resistant to protecting immigrants, transgender women, and Native Americans. This war of the sexes is remarkably one-sided. Women rarely commit violence against men. They account for only 14.7% of homicides and less than 1% of reported rapes. The issue isn't mutual conflict, but dismantling systems of domination that ultimately harm everyone. When worlds collide, power structures become starkly visible. The case of IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who allegedly assaulted an African immigrant hotel maid in New York, mirrors his institution's relationship with the Global South, one of exploitation and domination. Just as Strauss-Kahn allegedly abused his position, the IMF has often forced destructive policies on vulnerable economies. The case proved remarkable when police believed a hotel maid over one of the world's most powerful men. These dynamics echo across scales. When housekeeper Nikki Diaz exposed being fired and denied wages by billionaire Meg Whitman, she disrupted a gubernatorial campaign. In Argentina, mothers wearing white kerchiefs embroidered with their disappeared children's names challenged a military dictatorship from the Plaza de Mayo. Such moments reveal how resistance works, not by matching power with power, but by refusing invisibility. The hotel maid, the housekeeper, the protesting mothers, each shows how speaking truth can overcome even the most entrenched power hierarchies. Feminism transformed marriage from a hierarchical to an egalitarian relationship, benefiting all partnerships and enabling same-sex marriage. Under traditional coverture law, a woman's legal existence was suspended during marriage, subsumed into her husband's identity. Her husband covered her like a sheet, like a shroud. Same-sex marriage inherently challenges these hierarchies, as partners can't default to traditional gender roles. This has expanded our understanding of masculine and feminine qualities, showing that traits like nurturing, leadership, and financial management aren't gender-specific. These insights benefit straight couples too, offering new models for sharing responsibilities based on individual strengths rather than gender. Resistance to marriage equality often stems from a desire to preserve traditional gender hierarchies. Marriage has already changed dramatically, where once a husband could unilaterally make life-changing decisions for the family, today's partnerships require mutual consideration. Marriage equality challenges this historical inequality by proving that partnerships thrive without prescribed gender roles. This evolution extends to all relationships, creating space for authentic partnerships based on mutual respect rather than predetermined roles. Liberating ourselves from rigid expectations opens new possibilities for meaningful connection. The future is dark, which is the best thing the future can be, wrote Virginia Woolf in 1915, embracing uncertainty as a creative force rather than something to fear. While despair assumes stasis, hope recognizes that history brings unexpected transformations. The civil rights movement, LGBTQ+ rights, and women's suffrage all persisted through seemingly impossible odds. Ideas, once released, prove unstoppable. Despite legislative challenges to reproductive rights, the concept of bodily autonomy endures. LGBTQ+ rights evolved from criminalization to widespread acceptance, showing how rapidly social change can occur. The journey toward equality isn't linear. Progress meets resistance and backlash. Yet young feminists continue emerging as smart, bold, funny, defenders of rights, and claimers of space. Future movements may unite feminist perspectives with environmental, economic, and indigenous concerns. A woman walks down a 1,000-mile road, not alone, and not going backward. Each step transforms both individual lives and our collective understanding of what it means to be human, to speak with authority, to live without fear, to define oneself beyond prescribed roles.